This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
64% of people are planning on pulling a prank today. So there's way more April Fool's fans than there is April Fool's haters.
Well, why
64%?
Why do you think all the dumb things, all the everything that's dumb, they do an April Fool's thing?
April Fool's reminds me of grade school.
Yeah, that's like the only time. And even then, I was like, real night! Real night!
Yeah. Never been a fan. Not
just
even
back grow
then.
Up. Yeah.
I like Little Angry Andy.
Yeah, I was pissed about it. I don't like pranks. Tomfoolery.
Stupid.
Mm-mm. The 10 people we're most likely to prank: our spouse or partner, a friend, our kids, a coworker, mom, our boss, our dad, a neighbor, a roommate, and a pet.
What would you prank
a pet?
Pet? You can't prank.
What are you going to do to your pet? That's like so cruel.
Hilarious Instagram videos.
Yeah,
want a treat? Oh, where did the treat go?
Oh, the treat's gone.
Or they're throwing cheese at your dog's face or whatever.
Yeah.
That stupid thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Prank a pet? The pet doesn't know it's April Fool's Day.
Yeah, they're just
confused and then hopefully angry.
Yeah, hopefully they bite you.
You've scared me, human.
Mm-hmm.
With your magic.
You said you had cheese, but you don't.
You know who has some experience with this?
Yeah.
What kind of experience, Dave?
Let's find out. Let's head over to the Jew Cave.
Hey, Boker Toe.
Jason.
Boker Toe.
The Jewish phone screener.
What's up?
Are you into this prank stuff?
No, I am not into this.
So it's your mom that does something?
Every year... The same prank.
Oh, just the same one?
The same prank.
Yeah, me and my siblings.
Oh, what does she do?
That the house is on fire. Every year.
What?
So it's coming. At some point today, your house
is
on fire.
That's a little crazy, Jason.
Yeah, every year.
Did you have anxiety about this?
Because now, at this point in my life, it's like, you know, I see she's calling, and it's like, the house isn't on fire. I know it's April Fool's. You know?
But wait, is she panic? Can you walk us through how this works? Like, you pick up the phone.
Yeah, and she's like, Jason, the house is on fire. The house is on fire.
Like her house. She's meaning like her house.
Yes, her house.
Her house is on fire.
Right. And the first, she calls her kids
yeah,
first.
Yeah, right. That would be the first.
Outside of the fire department.
Yeah. Yes.
That's to let us know.
And your reaction is?
No, it's not.
Every year.
And she goes, ah.
Yep.
I got a reverse prank back to her. Okay.
Sure. What's
so this time, when she says the house is on fire, just tell her you're calling the authorities. Hang up instantly. And just
be like, I'm calling the fire department.
Yeah. And then hang up. And she'll be like, oh my God. He's calling.
He's calling the fire.
They're going to come.
That's a good idea.
But here's the thing. Actually call them.
Don't do that.
She was charged for them coming to the house.
Yeah, I've caused them pain in her life.
It's too bad. Yeah. It's too bad you don't know anyone with like sirens.
Yeah.
Because, man.
I guess I could just blow the Jew horn and see if maybe a fire department shows.
Sure.
It's funny that she does it every year.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like it's all of us. She's never talked about it. You know, to see, like, what did she say to you? But we all know that it's, like, down the line.
And she doesn't change it up. Like, she doesn't, nothing like someone's breaking in or, and that, it's just always the fire.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. Always the fire.
That or you could go and light their house on fire.
Yeah,
<exactly. laughs> That'd be the other one I would do.
Yeah, so that's this incredible. Day sucks.
Yeah,
good
all
prank
right.
People.
Well, good luck with your fire call later on.
Thanks. I'll let you know when it comes in.
Yeah, please.
A couple hours away.
Yeah. Look to Jason's social media for an update on any incoming fire calls later today.
He's getting ready, you know.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Back to your little Jew Cave.
Away I go. Fire free.
Fire free.
See, I thought like he was a kid and he was sleeping or something, and she'd say, there's a fire.
Yeah.
Oh, April Fool's.
That would make more sense, though.
Than calling.
That would make more sense.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, that would traumatize you. That would lead to therapy.
Yeah. Wild to stick with a prank like that.
Through the years.
You can't change that one up too much, though, because then anything that's happening ever, no one believes you.
Right.
So at least now, just no one's going to believe her ever about a fire.
Yeah, it's real alternative comedy.
Yeah. Your alternative is the key. Yeah, I hope she never, I mean, knock on wood, there's never a fire there, because I'd be like, yeah, Mom.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Burning to the ground.
Uh-huh. Only 2% of people say they'd pull a prank on an enemy.
Why would I prank an enemy? Why would I prank an enemy? I would never talk to an enemy.
It's your enemy. Like, yeah. It's your mortal enemy. It's something you want to, like, destroy.
Yeah.
Not prank and have laughs after.
Exactly.
Who's your enemy, really?
I don't really have any more. I used to.
I have a couple.
I have a couple, too.
Oh, I guess I do have enemies.
I have a couple.
I don't really think about other people like that.
Yeah.
I have time.
No, as enemies.
Not like prank. Any enemy I have is, I'm not going to prank them.
At least it's too pure of heart to have an enemy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that.
Who needs enemies, right? I mean,
just don't have time for
it. Get over it.
Don't go looking for them. Find me.
The most common reactions if you do get pranked: smile and admit that was a good one. You got me. Prank the person back.
Mm.
Get angry about it. Keep a poker face and don't react. And quietly get furious. That's what I did. Remember when Ken pranked me by putting, what did he put? He put like 100 pictures or something all over my, like every piece of my office was covered in something.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember what it was.
Now I forget.
Something that you misread because he had a typo in it.
I can't remember.
I think that's what it was. I misread something because he typed it wrong. And I made fun of him on the air, so he made like 100 copies of it and
that's
put
what
it.
He does.
That's Ken's prank
in my office. But I pretended to be like furious about it to the point where he then apologized to me.
He did.
Sorry, Dave. I didn't mean to upset you.
It shook him up a bit.
Yeah, you did.
You were like, I'm taking this to the top. I didn't mean to really make you mad. Oh God, what have I done? Oh, Ken. Ken, why'd you do this to yourself?
Picked the wrong guy, Ken.
No! I thought it was well played, because to make Ken question himself is a rare thing.
Well, he did the same thing to me, only he had all these promo, they were little bracelets that blink, and they were like blink, 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 with lights and stuff, and he got like 1,000 of them, like a case.
Yeah.
And I was in here doing the show, you know, my job.
Yeah.
And while I was in here, he went in there and he put like 1,000 of them all over. And I went into my office to try to do work. And I was like, dude, I got to get these out of here. I'm going to have like a seizure.
No, that can cause seizures.
It was crazy. It was throwing my equilibrium.
It was like a disco in there.
Yeah, it was very much like disco.
Mm.
But he likes pranks all the time.
He does.
But he loves that prank in particular, filling an office with a lot of things.
Yes,
like he really
he's basically like,
he's done cupcakes.
He's done cupcakes.
Yeah. He's like a Jewish mother. He just sticks with the blue wine.
Exactly.
Prank,
right? He knows it works.
Yeah. And someone, tried and true.
Yeah. Someone new comes along, you'll get him.
Yeah.
And finally, 2% of people say that they would end a friendship if you pranked them today.
Yeah, I would.
Well, I would think less of you for sure.
Of like you prank Lisa and you're like, how's everything now? And she's just like, I think less of you now.
Yeah. You're not who I thought you were.
No.
Oh man,
disappointed.
What do people do? What are the most common pranks? Mind game pranks, like rearranging someone's furniture and pretending nothing has changed. That's number one.
Pretty good.
Scare tactics, like putting a fake spider on someone's chair.
My God.
Comes in after that. Lying pranks, like saying your house is on fire.
Mm.
That is number three.
Mm-hmm.
There's prank phone calls next. Food-related pranks, like toothpaste in an Oreo. What? Or mayonnaise in a Boston cream donut.
Jesus, if you did that to me, do you know? You like, honestly?
Can I let you in on a secret?
Yeah.
We were going to do that to Chuck as payback for the clown thing.
Wow.
Yeah, but I didn't.
Dave wouldn't do it.
He's smart because Dave's smart.
Wouldn't do it. Because I was all in. I told Ken, I'm like, get the donuts and fill them up.
No, Dave knows me too well.
I said, no way. I said, that'll be the worst day in radio history.
Dave knows me too. Because you would have went home.
I know.
If he went into a mayonnaise-filled donut,
you're going to do it. I was all in.
It would have destroyed the show.
He would lie down, light the place on fire, and leave.
Yeah. No question.
I wanted his payback to be on the level of the clown.
There's one person you don't do that stuff to, it's me.
That would have ended anything but funny.
That's what I said. Like,
you guys just would have been into it and been like, all right. All right.
No, like I would have thrown it. I would have thrown it. It would have exploded somewhere.
You would have
I would have got up and I would have been like, I'll see you in a couple days. I would have done just what the last guy did.
I would have laughed at that whole thing.
I'll see you in a couple of days.
No, because Ken and James were like about that, and I'm like, no, you guys, no. There's no way we can do that.
Donuts. It doesn't Boston
There's
creams.
No way we
this
can
whole,
do
they don't
that.
Know
this whole
him,
building
like,
would be like, here we go again. Who knows when he's going to show back up?
Here we go again.
Here we go again.
Who knows when
he's coming
back.
You got the alligator instead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was smart. Out perfectly, but at least it was better than
was
a mayonnaise-filled Boston cream.
There's like, to me, there's like stuff that's within bounds, and then there's stuff that's out of bounds.
Yeah, that's out.
You know,
that's out.
Like if I would have had a clown peg Dave, that would have been out of bounds.
Jesus Christ!
Well, pegging would be that'd be a lot
involved. Sexual assault.
That.
Yeah. That's the same level.
You crossed the line on the clown rape Dave.
I don't know if that's the same.
Hold on, he's comparing mayonnaise and a donut to a clown effing me up the ass.
That's right.
Are you serious?
I'm just letting you know how severe. I'm just letting you know how severe I would have taken it.
Crazy! You're a crazy man.
I'm not crazy.
Mark, things are in disarray ever since that prank rape. That prank rape that they did. It was.
Oh my God.
The best part is they would have told Ken because Ken would have had to been the one to peg you.
Now it's really weird.
Ken's instructions were: if Dave hits you, he's allowed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then Mark had a real talk with him about it.
Dave might hit you, and that's okay. You have to know going in.
I think it's just best not to prank Chuck at all.
No.
Right, anything. Yeah. Any one of us.
We're
really.
Done with pranks on this show.
Yeah, we're done with pranks.
We're done.
Oh, no my one God. Likes I can't even imagine so how mad I would have been. I'm actually mad right now thinking
about
it. I know,
I can see your face. I can totally see. This
I'm
is what I knew.
Very upset. I'm almost going home.
Thought about it.
Yeah.
I wasn't involved, so I'm out.
I didn't know about the mayonnaise. Yeah,
I don't believe anybody here.
Instant.
Well,
I don't believe anybody.
That's too bad, but can't help you there.
Yeah. No.
Dave actually does
Dave
like
knows.
You.
No, like Dave knows. Me and Dave have done this for a long time.
Yeah.
I've seen him overreact all the time.
I've seen him overreact too.
Oh my God. They tried to get me up naked on some.
Billboard.
Billboard one time. And then there was like, Chuck, jump on up on the desk and be an idiot.
Oh, I'll never. That
was the first
that's
time
something
probably
that is
I lost
in
my
your
mind.
Memory. That's funny because you forget most things in life, but you remember that
it's
desk
impossible.
Incident. You know what? I didn't forget about that desk incident either because I was like, wow, he was pissed.
Yeah. That was the first time I really got super pissed.
Yeah, I know.
Like, well, was that for the TV thing?
Yes.
It was.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where we're like, never to do TV again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ruin a lot of things.
I get it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. TV stations will never cover our show because Chuck pissed them off so bad.
Well,
yeah.
It was like they were like, get on up on the desk and take your shirt off and act like an idiot for my ratings. Yeah. I'm like, you know what? No. How about you go?
Yeah.
Fuck yourself. UCK. UCK.
He said half, I said half.
Yeah.
And it doesn't count.
It was. It was like when the Wonder Twins like activate their powers.
See, we've been doing this a long time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, man.
I don't know if
that's pranks are not a healthy thing for a comedy show.
What?
I said pranks are not
pranks?
A healthy
thing. No, they're not.
No.
No, my goodness. No.
No.
By the way, people are wondering, newer listeners are wondering, oh, well, turn down my YouTube.
Yeah.
They're wondering what the clown prank is all about.
Oh,
so,
shoot.
On this April Fool's Day, I'm going to post a link to it. If you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Dave and Chuck the Freak Fans.
I loved my acting
You'll
that day.
You'll see it there, yeah.
It was a good acting day for me.
You did do good.
I think you've got a gun! I remember. Yeah, Lisa said that.
Which is what put the whole
thing over
the edge for me.
That was before there was a ton of shootings.
Oh, yeah,
I would
exactly.
never have said that
no,
now.
No, that's true. You're right.
Never.
No.
Yeah,
that's
back
true.
Then it was all lighthearted good times.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not anymore. There's certain, you got to know your audience and know that Chuck with a mouthful of white creamy mayo could have led to, if not a big disruption in the show, possibly the end of the entire.
It would have ended
well, you guys would have went on. You'd have been fine.
What happened to Chuck? Well, this prank, we put some mayonnaise in a donut.
Yeah.
And it all ended.
Donut, he quit.
I wouldn't quit. I wouldn't quit. I'd do what the last guy did. I would just be like, I'll come back. and then like take a year off.
Your reasons are much different, though.
Well, I don't know how much different.
A mayonnaise donut?
Yeah, no. Just no. Other pranks, a make things inaccessible prank, like putting a stapler in Jell-O.
What? Jell-O?
From the office.
What they did to Dwight.
I don't like Jell-O.
If you're doing pranks from a show that's 25 years old... Just stop.
It's not
retired yet.
I know.
A toilet humor prank is the last one. Like
that's the only one I might be fine with.
Yeah, like saran wrap in a toilet seat or putting fake poop in someone's coffee. Fake poop
Why would
in,
you put
coffee?
It in a coffee?
No, What's you got to put it in the bathroom.
Yeah, you can put fake poop in coffee.
You just put fake poop somewhere. Yeah.
Who's prank doing accomplished. That?
Don't put it in someone's coffee.
This list was put together by psychopaths.
I think so. Psychopath. Fake poop in coffee.
Take a real poop in someone's coffee.
Oh my goodness.
Oh.
Now there's a prank.
That's Andy Kaufman.
Hey, good aim. Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah. So here are some things to look forward to this month once this April Fool's Day crap is out of the way. Lots of big sporting events. Final Four is this Saturday. Number 2 seed Michigan State will play 3 seed Texas Tech, while 1 seed Virginia takes on 5 seed Auburn. NHL playoffs start April 9th. Masters start April 11th. NBA playoffs get started April 13th. Coachella kicks off April 12th. Game of Thrones is finally back.
Mm-hmm.
The final season starts April 14th. Two big comic book movies coming. The new R-rated Hellboy reboot hits theaters April 12th.
That's rated R, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the Avengers Endgame comes out April 26th. Holidays, Easter is April 21st, so lots of chocolate to look forward to. National Burrito Day is solid. Coming up this week. It's April 4th. National Beer Day is this Sunday. And Wear Pajamas to Work Day is April 16th. Did we know that's a day?
This is like a week of just our regular lives.
Yeah, sort of.
Burritos, beer,
yeah.
Pajama pants.
Pajamas to work. I've never done that.
Or pajamas to wear.
Yeah,
oh, once I did.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
We did have pajama day.
So it's weird. What a weird show we have.
Well, we were trying anything.
So odd.
Honestly, we were trying anything. We were terrible.
I don't think we were terrible.
We tried everything. Well, pretty much.
But I don't know why we wanted to wear pajamas to work. Because that was weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
No, it was a weird day.
Yeah.
Super odd.
Why'd you do that?
We won't be doing that again.
No, we will not.
Because we were bad. We've tricked everyone.
Yeah.
We've tricked everyone.
Prank. The ultimate
it's a prank. This show's a prank.
I like to say we were trying to find our way.
Yeah, you were.
We were trying to find our way.
Yeah.
We found it.
Like I said, we were trying everything until you figure it out.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that's weird to wear pajama pants.
Yeah, it is. Now,
it was pajamas, like full, not just pants.
You guys went
full PJ.
Full jammies.
Full jams.
We were on the radio and no one saw us, so it was... Yeah, that's an interesting.
It's not much different.
It was just for you guys.
Yeah. Really, it was. Yep. All about comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There you go. We've done some done stuff, but we have not put mayonnaise in a Boston cream.
No, we have not.
Well, imagine the behind the music or whatever about that would be hilarious. How did the show all end?
The real story.
You'll see Chuck with mayo dripping down his chin, and then it's
spring
like
of
it all goes black and white.
Oh,
everything changed. Chuck bit into that mayonnaise filled donut. He had Dave prank raped, and then.
Everything. Yeah, the prank rape is the crazy.
Chuck's payback was swift and. Over the top.
We didn't know that clown was going to do that to him.
Payback rape is crazy. He's insane. He has the mind of an insane man.
Yes, he does.
Lord Almighty. Well, we can all be thankful none of that happened.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This California couple found a hidden camera in their Airbnb rental. Mm. A story on this from NBC News. Cozy and romantic getaway. But when Christian Aranda arrived with his girlfriend, their Airbnb felt off.
I see a smoke detector and I'm like, that looks fishy. So I go and I touch it. And it's just dangling right there.
Dangling inside, a hidden camera pointed directly over the bed. Police say the device was off, no crime committed, but the couple reported it to Airbnb. The company gave a full refund, telling NBC News, policies prohibit hidden cameras and listings, and we take reports of any violations very seriously. We promptly removed this host. Airbnb clients have found cameras and light bulbs and even battery chargers.
And you don't know who you're dealing with, and frankly, Airbnb doesn't know either.
After Paige Blair found two cameras at her Airbnb in plain sight, the company beefed up privacy policies. As for hidden cameras, like the one inside the smoke detector, Airbnb says they are strictly forbidden, adding any security camera must be disclosed up front. But Aranda and his girlfriend say the rules did not stop their Airbnb host.
They ruined our entire night. They ruined our entire week.
Fears their private stay could have gone public. Morgan Chesky, NBC News.
So, did they notice right away, or did they bang and notice?
Sounds like they noticed right away, but who knows?
Mm-hmm. They may just say that if you were,
but like, you know, to fear something, they're like, we fear.
Do you know though? Okay, so I'm a perv, mm-hmm. and I want to catch random couples having sex. Here's what I do. First of all, they promoted their place like cozy and romantic getaway. So you're targeting couples who want to just have a sex weekend.
Yes.
Yep. Right?
Yep.
And they've got the bedroom. There was like twinkle lights all behind the bed. Like they set it up to be like a banging palace.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then they put it on Airbnb and then they fill it with hidden cameras. And there's a perv's dream right there.
I will not be staying in Airbnb.
People pay you to come bang in your place and you get to watch it live.
Could you imagine? Just for 1 second, your own bed, your bed, other people banging on it.
Mm-mm.
No.
And then you just go in and change the sheets and it's your bed. What the hell? No one else is allowed to bang
usually
on
people
your own
will
bed.
Have like second homes
I know.
And things like that.
Still,
that will do.
Yeah.
Rent
there's
them
a mix,
out
though.
To make a lot of money.
Some people rent their place, and they're just, you know, certain weeks of the year when they're away.
Yeah.
Others have, it's a complete rental. They don't live there. They just only rent it out. But you're right. I can't imagine, one, having strangers stay in my place when I'm not there, but two, you know they're doing all sorts of things in your bed. Mm-hmm. It's like a hotel.
Yeah, you know they're going to bang in your bed. But I'm just, there were people that would, like, at parties, like, bang in other people's beds and stuff.
Yeah.
You know? And I always used to be like, oh, man, if I ever caught anybody banging in my bed's so sacred to me.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
It's the most sacred place.
It's so sacred.
Yeah, there's always parties and people would, like, sneak off to, like, they'd do it in someone's parents' room.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're right.
Like, somebody's parents were doing it there.
Exactly.
And that's why Aiden can never have a party in our house. I've already laid down the law.
I bet.
There will be no parties.
Yeah.
There's going to be the biggest party ever.
No, there will not. He will never live to see the next day.
I've rented a house on vacation. I think you have too. It wasn't through Airbnb, but
no, mine wasn't either.
It's like, oh my gosh.
But I did think about that. You know, the show makes me super paranoid sometimes because these stories, I mean, because that's a tiny percentage of the actual rentals that are out there. But still, it gets into your head. And then I'm like looking around for camera, like, well, is that smoke detector camera?
Yeah. I don't think it's as tiny a fraction of.
I don't think so.
I think there's more people than you'd imagine.
Or even just security cameras that they have.
Air B for Buffalo and the other B's for Bill.
Air Buffalo Bill!
That's right.
Air Buffalo and Bill.
Yeah.
No, but it's, you guys, as I saw that ad, I was watching this morning, I'm like, it's the perfect setup for a pervert.
It is. Yep.
You put it out there to make it appeal to people who want a romantic getaway, and then you hide your little cameras everywhere you want, and
you get it. They pay you to have sex in your place.
Yes. Are you allowed to have security cameras outside? So if there's a pool or whatever out there.
Yes, you
are. You know what I mean? Like, you're probably allowed to have that in your home as long as shenanigans could go on in the pool.
Oh, yeah, right. For sure. Oh, yeah. And hot tubs and whatever.
Hot tubs.
Yeah, of course. And they can watch it live.
Yeah, you
have to disclose the cameras, I think, according to Airbnb.
Now, yeah, you can have them in the house, because that's the thing. If I had an Airbnb place, I'd have cameras all over the place.
Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to.
You have to disclose them. And I would let them know. I'd be like, just so you know, I mean, like, there's no gay porns being shot here because I've got the cameras. Because if you don't have stuff, then they're shooting a gay porn in your house.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
you've got a nice place on Airbnb. Many of porns have been filmed there.
Yeah. Oh, that's where all the porn comes from.
Yeah.
This guy said, brought my girl over to my buddy's place to meet him on Super Bowl Sunday. After the game, he said, listen, I'm going to the gym. But if you guys want to use my bed, have at it. Just make sure you wash the sheets. So we did.
What?
See, that's, to me, a guy who's off.
Yeah.
That's not a bro helping another bro out. That's a guy who's like, I want you to have sex in my bed. That's, I want to think about that.
A little bit of a cucky.
There's something there. There's something weird there.
Really likes their juices on
there. Yeah. And was he taping them? I think about that too, my friend.
Yeah. It's not like something I'd ever do for one of my bros.
Can you imagine? Just a second. I'm having a barbecue, right?
Yeah.
Chuck and his wife come over.
Uh-huh.
Well, Amber and I are like, hey. Okay, but maybe years ago. Amber and I are like, you know what? We're just going to run out and grab some coffee and stuff. We got to do a couple errands. You guys, feel free to pound it out in our bedroom if you like, and just clean up when you're done.
What a weird thing to even say to someone.
Bizarre.
Yeah,
not normal.
But then also weird to be like, you know what? Great idea. I will go do that.
Yeah. No, I actually have a home.
Especially when you've got a hot tub, I'd go to the hot tub for sure, like everyone else.
Well, it's weird to be over at your buddy's house, and then it's the day you're hanging out, and then he's like, I gotta go to the gym real quick. You two have some sex.
Yeah, that's strange.
In my bed.
I just feel like there's being recorded.
There's something up there. Yeah. That's not normal, dude. Yeah. You guys thought that was just a guy being a cool dude.
No.
No. Mm-hmm. He's either into you guys or he's perverted that way and he wants to think of other people having sex in his bed. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's something up.
Bare minimum, your bro's got pictures of your feet.
Minimum.
Bare minimum.
That's the best case scenario.
Yeah,
he's probably got pictures of your beehole, your dong, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said this summer, our girlfriend and I are going to be staying at a gay couple's Airbnb in Denver. Should be interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably a gorgeous place.
Yeah, I'm sure it's well taken care of. Cleanest place you'll ever stay.
I wish there was two gay guys living at my house.
Someone said, spotless. 13 cameras on Netflix makes me never want to use Airbnb. I haven't seen that.
Boy.
Must dive into that kind of stuff.
13 too many.
13 cameras? I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if it's like, is it all fake or is that like a show where there's actual real footage of people that have been
caught? Well, they couldn't use that.
Well, if people released it, they could.
Did you sign the form? I made a documentary about you having sex.
Documentary film. I'm a filmmaker. Sold you to Netflix.
Sold you to Netflix.
I love sing songies, Buffalo Bill.
Yeah.
Trailer. What is that?
What's it?
There's a trailer for that, 13 cameras.
Oh, really?
Let's see if... I'll try and bring it up here if I can just get out of this goddamn... What's it called, 13 cameras?
Yeah.
I have it set up.
There it is.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, my. Little
square. I hope it doesn't swear.
You think it might?
It's Netflix.
So I guess they can. Well, we'll find out very soon.
Office. Owner's closet. Guest bedroom.
Guest bedroom.
You mind if we look around on our own?
What is this? Is this just a shot? It looks like it's just a horror movie. It's not a reality thing?
Relax.
Oh, there's Bill.
Here I am.
This place is perfect, isn't it?
So it's like Buffalo Bill sells a house? Is that it?
Nice and romantic.
Oh, no!
He's super creepy!
That's the guy watching you!
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm glad you like the house. Go ahead and have some sex.
Really hope you swim.
In the shower.
Shower time.
Yeah, there you are in the shower, Lise.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's watching. He's got four cameras in the bathroom.
I'm not going to have just one.
Look at him!
No!
Everything.
Fiber optics.
Fiber optic cable. That's the creepiest guy.
1080p, backup batteries, and they're practically invisible.
That's right. Swim time.
The pool.
Yay, hey, splash splash. Why don't you do some sex stuff?
He has underwater cameras.
Oh, yeah.
Be careful.
Ring, ring.
Peach is here.
Oh.
The object of my desire.
She saw the cameras and now looks like she's done for.
See, this is the kind. This is a horror movie that actually scares me because this could happen.
Oh, like.
This is reality.
It's like happened. Sure. Like, yeah. The object of my desire. He's over at my house now.
They really cast one of the creepiest guys.
That guy.
Yeah, who is that guy?
I don't know. He looks like a combination burn victim pervert. I don't know what's going on, but the look he's got. He's got a weird look.
Victim pervert.
They called me the bird.
The
bird.
Yep.
I'm your standard run-of-the-mill pervert. I'm a bird pervert.
Oh my god,
it's pretty scary.
Nerval Archambault.
Nerval Archambault. Wow, Dave read that one wild. Nerval Archimedes. My god, it's Nerval Archambault.
It's Neville.
It's Nerval the Pervil.
Oh, so it's a sequel? There's 13 cameras. There's a sequel called 14 cameras.
You might as well, because it's creepy as hell. Make another one. 13 wasn't enough. Trying to make 14 cameras.
I couldn't get a couple of angles I wanted.
Ooh, that's totally
toilet cam. 14 cameras. It's
toilet cam.
Oh, yeah.
I never thought about catching somebody while they were pooping before.
Yeah, you're right, Lise. That's because that's unfortunately today's reality.
He's got the duct tape.
Cameras can be everywhere.
I think I'll watch that.
Yeah, it's real creepy.
It'll send you down a bad path.
Probably mess with your head.
Swim. Go ahead.
But I guess it's just now for your own protection. Just take a look around, especially if you're at an Airbnb, and just make sure that that smoke detector is a smoke detector. And not a camera right above your bed.
You know, it's weird to put a smoke detector right above a bed, though.
Yeah,
why would they should always be where the door is.
Yeah, because the smoke's coming in.
Yeah. Right.
If there's an oddly placed smoke
detector. If it's weird.
It's a camera. I'm going to duct tape you up.
Someone says that they mentioned the sequel, but also you'll never look at a toothbrush the same ever again.
What did he do with her
toothbrush?
I love you. A bushel and a peck.
Right in his ass.
A bushel and a peck. And a hug around the neck. A hug around the neck. And a bam and a beep. And now I'll put this back where I found it. Probably did it to the guy, right?
Oh, man.
He hates the guy. He's in love with the girl, clearly.
Hates the guy.
He was in love with the guy, too.
Maybe.
Or he, like...
What?
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
Oh, finale down the toothbrush?
We live in such a weird society now where we have to be paranoid of everything. We look around and
everybody's trying to get you.
They are. That's why. And I've been like this for years, I guess. I've been locking my toothbrush up in a safe at hotels for years.
This is crazy.
That is crazy. I never think about that.
You guys, it's so old. Like it was from my childhood watching a 2020 Barbara Walters investigation.
Dave at 13 was watching 2020.
Little newsman
Dave watched this undercover investigation where a maid didn't get a tip left in the room and she did disgusting things with a couple's toothbrushes. So after that, I locked my toothbrush up in the safe.
That's crazy. Before we started talking about it on this show.
I've been like that for years.
Yeah.
This just makes me worse.
This show taught me all about hotels.
Yeah, you're just willy-nilly.
I used to love a hotel. Like,
you did.
A free place, or like a place you stay. Luxury. The heights of luxury.
They wash everything for you.
Clean beds.
Make your bed for you.
Just coffee right in your room.
Look at this toothbrush that I found. He doesn't ever dip.
Ooh, right in the bed.
By the way, it's not just one toothbrush. Someone said it's many of them. And spoiler alert.
What?
In case you want to see this, spoiler alert.
On your radio.
He brushes his teeth with her toothbrush to taste her mouth.
Mm.
But then later she says, oh, God, my toothbrush tastes like...
Oh, my God. Lisa doesn't like that idea.
He looks like it, like his mouth.
He looks like he doesn't practice proper hygiene.
I don't think he does.
Oh, my God, listen to this story. I went to an Airbnb in Hallandale Beach in Florida, full of gay dudes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure someone did something to me with a toothbrush. I woke up with extreme butthole pain and a toothbrush oddly placed in front of the sink as if saying, I did this to you.
But why?
Yes, I came back to the room drunk and I passed out.
Oh, I was believe you're really hard
someone
sleeper.
Took advantage of me. I have never told anyone about
it. I have a feeling it was more than a toothbrush.
Mm.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Therapy.
Yeah.
Go talk about it.
We gotta go talk about that one.
Yeah.
I think a gay man shoved a toothbrush up my ass while I passed out.
I think extreme butt pain. Listen.
Extreme butt pain was from...
More. Yeah. I think... I'm pretty sure you could put a toothbrush there. It would suck, especially if the bristles were hard.
Mm.
But I don't think it would be, I wouldn't call it extreme.
Don't drink too much.
Never drink
too
much.
You drink so much that you don't know, you don't wake up.
If someone can penetrate your backside and you don't wake up, you drink too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time to cut back on the drinks.
No one should be able to penetrate your backside without your knowledge.
Little twinkle toes.
Look what I found.
It's his butthole.
Jeez Louise.
Jeez Louise.
That is a funny reaction to that.
That is true. Sure I was taking advantage of Annalene.
Jeez Louise.
Us too. We're pretty sure.
We're pretty sure.
You're not the only one.
No, that is... Dude, you need to... Well, first of all, ask for a refund from that Airbnb that penetrated you, but...
Honestly, you should probably do. That's probably a,
Oh, maybe get tested. Yeah. Yep.
Maybe report them
to
Airbnb.
Yep.
There it is.
Which is an odd thing, but
you got to do all that. I mean, as a dude, I guess you're incredibly embarrassed that that could happen to you, but you don't want Airbnb to tell you got AIDS. You got to
Airbnb told me.
Hopefully, there's no video of it anywhere.
Not worse.
I think Airbnb would send you an email back and say, "Geez Louise."
Exactly. That's their official response.
Louise.
That's the last thing they want to hear.
In the subject line, "Geez Louise,"
dear Airbnb customer. Jeez Louise.
Sorry about that.
Oh, man. Uh-oh.
That's not.
We'll give you some do things.
Give you some credits.
Free room.
Half off your next stay. Oh, jeez. Jeez Louise.
Yeah. Check your toothbrush.
Yeah, that's
hey, you guys, you made fun of me, but this came in. My old roommate who had a brother who was a pro tennis player, came back to his room to find a maid brushing her teeth with his toothbrush.
Why was she doing that?
So I always lock mine up as well.
Sicko.
That's crazy. I never even thought about that one. Come on, I'm on my toes about the bed bugs. I'm on my toes.
Now you have another thing to be paranoid about.
The pissy coffee and the meth coffee. Shampoo with the...
Semen shampoo?
Yeah.
The S-day.
Yeah. Just for those who didn't pick up on it.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Just got to make sure.
Now I got to think about that. Yeah. People brushing their teeth.
Or worse. Brushing their teeth is
don't
the best
pass
thing.
Out. Don't pass out.
Brushing their teeth is the best. Because in this documentary on 2020, one woman cleaned the toilet with it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And the other one, put it in her,
her body,
her bits. Their areas.
Yeah. Oh, in her areas.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like brushing their teeth is the best thing they could do with your toothbrush.
Jesus, jeez.
I'm just saying,
Louise.
Be careful of
well,
that.
Well, that's a creepy premise for a movie, though. I mean, it's obviously it can happen, but just like the brushing of the teeth, it's so subtly creepy.
Yeah. That whole premise of the movie, we could have wrote that.
Oh, yeah, out. We definitely could have.
Oh, yeah. We've played that horror movie out on the show many times.
That guy's called us a million times.
Oh, for sure.
My God. He's like, filming people. What's wrong with filming in your own house?
That's how I do it. I'm a Berber.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Dave.
Bless his heart. Dave. You know, got him.
Got him.
Yeah, I fell for an April Fool's joke.
Yeah, you did.
Really? He did. He really sold it. He really was trying to.
He was like, this is crazy.
Guys.
He was mad. He was about ready to go into an.
They can't make us do this.
We had to go on. We're about to go on strike.
Because I didn't think our boss here would allow that to happen. Oh, yeah, right at the end of the friggin' article, it says April.
Yeah.
You're looking at me. I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
It's in our latest company newsletter.
Yeah.
Sorry to blow it for anyone that hasn't read it yet, but I fell for it for a second.
I don't know if you think anyone would believe it.
I think, honestly, you're the only one who's ever got it.
And truthfully, I didn't expect our boss to be that guy. That's why I thought it was legit.
That's the point of it, I guess.
That's why it worked.
He's like, I done got you, Dave. I got you good.
Yeah.
He did.
He got him.
He got him.
And he was reading like each thing. Like,
Dave's like, can you believe this?
We
have to wear our company IDs around the station. It's ridiculous. I don't even know where mine is.
He's like, if you don't adhere to these rules, they will take one day's pay away.
Take your pay away. This is ridiculous. You cannot dye your hair in any kind of color, guys.
Well, that's when I knew. I'm like, this is no.
You can't dye your hair. There's at least two women here that will be fired.
What's incredible is that he was pranked by print.
Yes. I was. Yes.
Like you read your own doom.
Yeah.
You were like, yep, yep,
it is wild. For it to be in, like, the newsletter type of form.
Well, and that's why, honestly, I know I'm naive sometimes. I get it, whatever. I have an optimistic outlook on life a lot of times. Yeah, yeah. And it sometimes can bite me right in the beehole.
Yeah.
Also, I figured it wouldn't do anything like this. Our boss wouldn't do anything like this in the company newsletter. Like, that's not how he... Yeah. If he was
gonna
prank us.
It's just a fun newsletter, though. It's not serious.
It's called The Buzz, you know?
And it's on April Fool's Day. It was released.
I know, and I warned everyone that it was April Fool's
you
Day.
Did.
And to be on the lookout for don't trust anything.
I know. Yeah.
So let me read you some of this here to see if you would have fallen for it. Be nice to your neighbors. These are the new, this is the new code of conduct in our building.
So the inner monologue while Dave reads this, he's going, what?
No yelling or eavesdropping.
Sure.
No handshaking or acknowledgments of any kind.
Well, that's...
I didn't read through this all completely because even reading that now, I'm like, oh, for God's sake. No music, including station music to distract from work. Well, the stations are playing all through the building.
Yep. Right.
Maintain a professional appearance. No hair dyes of unnatural colors. Gentlemen's hairstyles must be high and tight.
Yeah.
Ladies with hair lengths past the shoulders must wear a bun.
He skimmed
and got burnt.
Yeah, he like skimmed and read it aloud.
Yeah.
And with each anger. One was more ridiculous.
What was crazy?
Where do we stop him at? Where did it go? Because it went to...
I went to identification badges. Must be pinned to employee's shirt, jacket, or outerwear on the right at all times. There can be no more than two personal photographs in your office or
this
cubicle.
This is right around the end.
Mm-hmm. Personal phone calls could only be made between 12 p.m. and 1 p.m.
Yep.
Employees must sign in and out with engineering before printing or copying.
So we stopped you at the phone calls.
Yeah,
employees will be assigned parking spaces.
Nope.
And yeah, see, I didn't get through because then on the business day it says Wednesdays will be canceled and moved to Saturdays. Of course, I would have known by then.
Yeah.
That's almost at the end.
That's the very last one.
Yeah.
What was crazy was he was sitting there and he's like, buckle up.
He wanted to tell us. Brand new hand. Brand new employee handbook out. Hold on a second, goddammit.
Would not come in the monthly thing
just
that comes
hold
out.
On. Hold on to your goddamn socks here. No more handshakes. They banned handshakes. How am I supposed to say
how
hello?
We greet people. Clients and everyone.
High and tight haircut. I got that. I'm good.
High and tight haircut.
I hate to break it to Andy, but he's going to have to get a haircut.
His whole look's going to change.
High and tight.
I hope everybody's got their goddamn ID badges ready.
Dave was warning us.
He was like, guys, you're not going to be happy. I hate to be. I'm always a bearer of bad news, and here it goes again.
He was in that mode. He was like, I'll let you sit down. I have news.
Everybody just.
I would have loved to see the video of him reading it off in his face, how angry he is.
Yeah.
What? It was. He just skimmed it. He went like, it's all bullet points.
Like headlines. I went to the headlines.
5, 8, 12. And like each one was worse. He's like, this goddamn place.
They're coming for us all. Chuck was right.
You know why I got him? Because it's a newsletter.
Yes, exactly. It's official.
I know, but I just
never would have
won. You can't trust a company newsletter. What can you trust?
Like official. It's not like this is official business.
Yeah, but news. Newsletter news.
It has news
is
in
the
title.
It's Dave trusted.
A fun letter?
Yeah,
it
Dave
needs to be a
trusted
fun
that
yeah.
thing yeah. Like no
you,
other.
You send me a fake newsletter from now on.
Right.
I don't believe a word of this. Employee of the month? Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. You're no employee of the month.
Wouldn't believe that. Your favorite concert? Screw you. You didn't go there.
Mm-mm.
I'll question everything in this thing from now on.
Newsletter my ass.
Guess what, Beastly Buzz? You lost this guy.
Yeah.
He'll never read it again.
No, he won't. He won't.
Subscription canceled.
He won't.
I used to trust you.
It's blocked.
Blocked. Yeah, it's blocked.
God, block it'll that just, sender.
They're going to get every month, they'll get a this user doesn't exist.
All my trust for the Beastly Buzz has gone right out the window.
Where am I? Bands around the building? Are you insane? How the hell are you supposed to now listen to music and program a radio station? That is clearly music being pumped through the hallway so we can tell if there's dead air. How is Andy supposed to get high and tight hair? How is Andy supposed to get high and tight hair?
He's going to be. He's going to be furious. He's going to look ridiculous.
He's going to look insane with high and tight hair.
Oh, my God.
My God. Damn it.
A young Pugsley. This is awful.
I love that the Beasley Buzz is what got you.
Got him.
Got him.
You're not a newsletter. You're a crap letter.
You better get news out of that title.
My life is a lie. It's ridiculous.
You can't trust the Beasley Buzz.
More like the Beasley Deceit. The Deceitly.
Well, got me.
Got you.
Yeah.
Way to go, Mac. You got me.
What's crazy is so he's telling me, he's saying all this stuff. I'm like, oh, this has got to be... This has got to be serious. And then I'm like, wait a sec, Dave.
Dave.
Yeah. April Fools.
April Fools.
You know what's crazy is like, so like when you're putting that all together, you're like, well, we're going to do this. We probably won't get anybody, but we'll
right,
put it out there.
A fun thing.
They got Dave.
They got, okay. We
it's
had 45 seconds till we got on the air. It was like breaking news to me. I'm like, you won't believe this. I read the bullet points. I didn't go into detail.
I know.
And I fell for it.
It was
God, everything lined up to just screw me right in the backside.
Well, we were all like, what, Dave? Tell us.
Guys, sit down, for God's sakes. Listen, we all here for you. I gotta tell you what's happening here.
Life as we know it is
changed. That's over, guys.
Forever.
I'm sorry, but we gotta get out of our contract.
That's where he was going with it.
That's where he's going. I'll
be honest. I'm barely hanging on right now. And with these changes, I can't give anyone a handshake. I can't listen to music.
Just everybody tightening their grip. I don't know what we should
do. Fine. I'm an idiot.
The morning show quits over that.
It went unchecked. And, like, there wasn't enough to give away. And Dave loses it. I've had Dave quit my job for me.
I have.
And he quits, too. Yeah. We all quit.
Here. Yeah.
I quit for everybody.
Oh. I'm telling you, you never know with Dave.
You don't, but luckily we dodged that bullet. Maybe.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.